دكتورة ماي الكيلة ambassador of Palestine in Italy. Having peace, having the Palestinian their national political rights, and having Israel to abide with the international resolutions that was agreed upon in the United Nations, having the state of Palestine independent, democratic, with East Jerusalem its capital, then peace can be settled. Actually, all what's going on is a reaction for injustice, not only for Palestinians but for the region. But especially Palestinians, and we know that the Arab people all over the Arab world and Muslim peoples all over the Muslim world, they are solidarizing with Palestine, and they are not accepting what's going on in Palestine on daily basis of harassment, of demolishing houses, confiscation territories, settlers attacks, Israel armed forces attacks, and totally injustice. We are living on daily basis. Children, women, every Palestinian who is living in the West Bank or Gaza, he is humiliating on every day. So this couldn't be accepted anymore, especially in the 21st century that everybody is talking about democracy. So for this, actually, if the Palestinian issue is settled in a just way, this then will be solved. Of course, not like me, like our leadership also, because they are the one who are brave to take hard decisions for Palestinians and to accept peace and to accept 22% of the historic Palestine for peace. This means that 22% of the historic Palestine means that it is West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, and giving 78% to Israel. And this was a very brave and courageous decision by our leadership to accept this. And also with this, Israel is not accepted, because all the settlements that they are constructing now is within the 22% boundaries of the Palestinian state that should be. And because of this, we are convinced, and we took it as a strategic. Palestinian people are convinced with this. Now what they need to be convinced, and the international community should force on Israel and should pressure Israel to withdraw from the Palestinian territory state, which is the West Bank and Gaza, and to give control for the Palestinians on their boundaries, frontiers, not to take the resources of the Palestinian people as the water and others, and the right of return for all refugees according to the resolution 194. If this happens, then there will be peace, because without this we cannot give more. If I want to give more as Palestinian, this means that I should take all my luggages and go to look ever in any place to live, and this is not the right. Myself, I am from Palestine. I want to continue in Palestine. I was born in Palestine. I was created in Palestine. My ancestors, back to 3,000 or 4,000 years, they are in Palestine, and I want to continue living in Palestine. Inshallah, we will have the peace in all the Arab countries and the Middle East, because this is needed for all of us, because what I want for Palestine and for Palestinian children, I need it for children all over the world, but especially in the Mediterranean, because they are suffering. So I hope that we will reach one day that we will have this peace all over the area, and I call upon the international community to interfere in a good way, with a goodwill, with a just gesture to have that thing in a just way, because without justice, peace cannot be settled.